Coming to Christ is the most important decision that anyone could make. No other decision changes a life so completely. When we take our eyes off God, we slowly drift away. But his love never changes for each of us. At times, our focus becomes more worldly. And that's easy to do in today's world because it's on TV, it's on the radio, it's what our neighbors are sharing. It's just the way of the world. Last week, I shared from an article that stated, we drift from God bit by bit, so slightly that we don't even realize how far off we are. Until we're drifting, feels like we're drifting in a boat in the ocean. When the world's focus becomes our focus, we drift farther off course. I'm going to repeat that. When the world's focus becomes our focus, we drift off course. But the most important thing for us to remember is that God truly loves us. He loves us just because we are. We have nothing to prove to him. We are his child. We don't have to worry about the things that we do if we're following the Lord. And when we do lose our way, we are able to reconnect with his love all the time, at any moment, during any experience. God never gives up on us. He never gives up on us. The words from our Lord should be our anchor, right? Start with it in the morning. When you feel that you're going off course, turn to his word. Turning to his word, our anchor, will keep us from drifting further and further away. Reading and listening to the word of God helps us to mature in our walk with him. And we bring honor and glory to God as we equip ourselves and our spiritual life grows. Always know that if your heart is hurting and you have emotions that feel broken, with God in your heart and in your soul, you can and you will be healed. Jesus said in Matthew 24:23, heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will by no means pass away. Thousands of years, the word of Jesus has been with us. Read his word. Recognize that his word speaks to all generations. And its meaning never changes. His word is the absolute truth. Jesus had warned his disciples that they should not be deceived by false messiahs. And he assures them that there will be no doubt that he is returning. And when he does return, everyone will know. There will be no doubt. We need to rely on Jesus' teachings. And we need to rely on the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Maybe this week, or take a day out this week, and when you pray, start by sharing, dear Holy Spirit. Speak to the Holy Spirit that lives within each one of you. His words are more permanent than the heavens and the earth. Read, study, learn that we are accountable to our everlasting God, who will never fail us. Feel, learn to see and feel things differently with his spirit. You will see the world more beautifully. Every person who turns to God in genuine repentance and faith will be saved. Repentance leads to a change in character. We're going to be reading from 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verses 1 through 11. So if you'd like to get to that spot in your Bible, 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verses 1 through 11. It is here where we are going to be reading about Paul's urging to the Corinthians to turn away from sin and to seek to live a life that is morally and spiritually pure. Starting at verse 1. Therefore, Since we have these promises, dear friends, let us purify ourselves from everything that contaminates body and spirit, perfecting holiness out of reverence for God. Make room for us in your hearts. We have wronged no one. We have corrupted no one. We have exploited no one. I do not say this to condemn you. I have said before that you have such a place in our hearts that we would live or die with you. I have spoken to you with great frankness. I take great pride in you. I am greatly encouraged. In all our troubles, my joy knows no bounds. For when we come into Macedonia, we had no rest, but we were harassed at every turn. Conflicts on the outside, fears within. But God, who comforts the downcast, comforted us by the coming of Titus. And now only by his coming, not only by his coming, but also by the comfort you had given him, he told us about your longing for me, your deep sorrow, your ardent concern for me, so that my joy was greater than ever. It is amazing that our Lord comforts us during all the different various times of our lives. And he comforts the downcast. He walks with them. We need to live by faith in all circumstances. We need to serve him by serving others. Moving on to verse 8. Even if I caused you sorrow by my letter, Paul had written a letter to let them know exactly what he knew, what was going on. Paul writes, I do not regret it. Though I did regret it, I see that my letter hurt you, but only for a little while. Yet now I am happy, not because you were made sorry, but because your sorrow led you to repentance. For you became sorrowful, as God intended, and so were not harmed in any way by us. Godly sorrow brings repentance that leads to salvation and leaves no regret. But worldly sorrow brings death. You see, a deep remorse for sin leads to the understanding of God's love. Verse 11, see what this godly sorrow has produced in you. What earnestness, what eagerness to clear yourselves, what indignation, what alarm, what longing, what concern, what readiness to see justice done. At every point, you have proved yourself to be innocent in this matter. So even though I wrote to you, it was neither on account of the one who did the wrong nor the account of the injured party, but rather that before God you could see yourselves how devoted to us you are. Titus had trusted his companion, or Titus was the trusted companion of Paul, who brought the messages to the Corinth people, and he was going back to visit them to see, were they really following the word of God? And when he saw that they weren't doing very well, Paul had written another letter. Verse 13, by all this we were encouraged. In addition to our own encouragement, we were especially delighted to see how happy Titus was, because his spirit was refreshed by all of you. When he returned and found, this was the fourth letter, when he returned and found the community was following the word of God, he felt joy. Verse 14, I had boasted to him about you, and you have not embarrassed me, but just as everything we said to you was true, so our boasting about you to Titus has proved to be true as well. And his affection for you is all the greater when he remembers that you were all obedient, receiving him with fear and trembling. I am glad I have complete confidence in you. It's kind of like a father-son, a mother-son, a child-parent relationship, right? When your parents tell you, I have so much confidence in you. I believe in you. I see you're doing good. Wow. That's powerful. That can change a life. And that was Paul sharing with the people of Corinth that they were now on the right path. turning to Jesus, turning to God, living the right life. When Paul was sharing in Corinth, he would share the word and feel comfortable that the people were believing and following the word of God. And he would leave, and when he would leave, there was a group of people called the Judaizers who would come, and they would add laws to what Paul was sharing, like what you wear matters, how much you need to donate to the church, which behavior patterns would be acceptable to the community. So they were adding man-made rules in to what Paul has been sharing. And so no wonder the people were becoming very confused, and they wandered away, they floated away from the true and basic word of God. Paul never wanted to make his people or the people feel guilty or less loved. He offered them grace through his letters. He encouraged them to strive to be more like God, perfecting holiness. No one is sinless. We are human, but we have been gifted with this ability to actively work toward being sinless. Perfecting holiness. That's what we're working on each day. And when we have the fear of God in our hearts, we truly acknowledge and respect his power. Paul learned to trust, to not trust himself, but to fully trust in God. Believe me, he was praying over those people. And his heart felt joy when he knew that the Corinthians were desiring to be right with God. They had a community working together, right? It's your relationship with God, and then get yourself into a good Christian community, because then you work together to serve him. And Paul knew the situation was much bigger than himself. At times, while writing the letters to the Corinthians, he struggled. He struggled with depression. He was worried about those people. He wondered, why were the Judaizers coming in and changing the rules? But he chose to totally rely on God. And to hear that the people were sorrowful for changing the rules, for thinking that they were right and Paul wasn't right, and they were doing the things that felt good, but then they realized that was not working for them. And they had to change their behaviors. We need to study God's word to learn to fully trust in him and to recognize how he wants us to behave, what he wants us to say. We need to become more responsible for our words and our actions. And when we say or do something wrong, we need to be able to recognize it. It is normal to feel a sense of sorrow when we know we have done wrong. Boy, is it hard to apologize sometimes, right? When we recognize it, we are able to ask for forgiveness, for that a reconciliation is able to take place. Separating ourselves from the worldly things and the worldly actions leads to the promise of a closer relationship with God. You will feel yourself growing closer to God. Your relationship with him will only prosper when you turn to him. And so I read, a healthy sorrow is good. It brings us back to Jesus. Holding on to Jesus leads us to good and righteous things. Yet it was conflict that led to a redirection. A moving away from selfishness and sin, Paul spoke the truth with love, and he was able to face conflict head on. So perhaps that new job, right? That phone call to a friend to apologize for not calling her in a while, trying to think of other ways that we can actually face conflict head on. If you're doing a selfless deed and you're facing your conflict head on, you've prayed about it, and you share it with that person, or just recognize that that situation is a situation that God has given you to move forward in your faith. The Holy Spirit was at work among all those who would listen, and he's at work now as we're listening to his word. The people heard words of forgiveness, which led to a reconciliation. Paul knew their hearts, and he cared and he loved for each one of them. I pray that you feel his love this week and today and always. Paul knew their hearts, and he corrected them with the truth in love, not by shame, but with godly love. He felt bad that he may have hurt their feelings, but he knew that they needed to hear his message, and they were able to draw closer to God. God always shared the truth. And when conflict arises, we are to remember to love and to be led by Jesus. Jesus is the answer. Sometimes we take a deep breath and, oh, Jesus, right? Be with us. Help me to be sinless. Through redemption, we share so much more together and continue to learn to live a Christian life. Will you be attacked for saying you're a Christian? At some point, you will. Some more than others. It depends on who is in your community, who is in your workplace. But don't ever feel sad or sorrowful for that, because it is Jesus who gets us through this life. It is Jesus who allows us to live and to work toward a sinless life. And people are watching, and they see the good things that are happening in your life. And they see how you are able to forgive, and they see how you are able to share. Through redemption, we share so much more together, and we continue to learn about this Christian life that we are living. Because every day is different. Paul found comfort when Titus shared with the Corinthians, about the Corinthians, Paul was thrilled about the people's repentance. He actually was relieved to learn of the people's eagerness to turn things around and make it right. No matter what you're going through, you are able, with Jesus' love, to turn things around and make it right. Paul honestly and bluntly declares that he has complete confidence in God's people. He has complete confidence in us. He loves each one of us so much. I'd like to end together. I don't know if you're able to unmute. If you're able to do an unmute, I thought we would just finish up this morning's sermon by sharing the Lord's Prayer together. Are you able to try to unmute? Let's share the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. We are so blessed and we are so loved. And I pray that each of you has a wonderful week.